Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on June 21 regarding Dean, D-E-A-N, Ripa, R-I-P-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Ripa, as described in my report of 8/24/18. Appeared he's now a 54-year-old male who recounts he was injured at work on 7/5/17 when he slipped on standing water on a floor. Appeared as a result, he believes he injured his head, common neck, common and low back, and went to Capitol Health emergency room the same day. Appeared he had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of concussion and sprain and strain. Appeared he did not undergo any surgery but accepted injections and nerve burning. Appeared he completed his course of active treatment with Dr. Pulser in November 2021. Period. New paragraph. Additional records show he received an order approving settlement on 11/21/19 to be inserted here. Period. He then reopened his case. Period. On 7/15/21, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Rosen, R-O-S-E-N. Period. In addition to the subject event, he codified other injections and medical problems this petitioner had. Period. I will mark them to be inserted. He concluded that Mr. Ripa needed MRI scans on the cervical and lumbar spine since it had been 4 years since the injury. Once they were done, he would have better information about any disc problems or neurologic structures in the spinal canal. Period. He concluded that the petitioner had aggravated spondylosis and degenerative disc disease, but he also recommended another consultation with Dr. Pulser. Period. New paragraph. He was seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser on 8/4/21 for a follow-up visit. Period. Complained of increased right-sided neck pain and bilateral low back pain over the past year. Period. He was not currently taking any medication for pain. Period. Dr. Pulser performed medial branch blocks to the lumbar spine on 8/18/21. Period. Performed radio frequency rhizotomy to the lumbar spine on 9/22/21. Period. Ongoing care was rendered through 11/9/21. Period. He concluded there did not appear to be a sacroiliac problem. Period. His pain appears to be arising from his degenerative disc disease in the lumbar spine. Period. No further injections were indicated, and he had reached maximum medical improvement status. Period. He recommended long-term home exercise program to include yoga stretching. Period. He also cleared Mr. Ripa to return to work full duty without restrictions. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he was well-developed, but appeared poorly nourished. Pretty states he does suffer from HIV, but his viral load is undetectable now. Period, he does wear Depends diapers for bowel issues secondary to irritable bowel syndrome. Period, extremities upper. There was swelling on the dorsal left wrist with associated scar and bony changes. Period, the scar measured 2 inches in length. Period, at the left lateral epicondyle, it was a 2 1/4 inch healed surgical scar as well. Period, left wrist flexion was to 0 degrees, consistent with his surgery, but was otherwise full. Period, motion of the right wrist, both shoulders, elbows, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. markers to that section is normal, extremities lower, normal, spine cervical. Active flexion was 40 degrees with rotation right 65 degrees and left 60 degrees. Period bilateral side bending and extension were full without discomfort. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. Supine straight ligaments, manubrium elicited only stretching in the hamstrings, but no low back or radicular complaints. Period impressions. Dean Repa was injured at work on 7/5/17 as marked in my prior report. Period since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement. Period, he then reopened his claim and saw Dr. Pulser and Dr. Rosen. Period, he accepted injections to the lumbar spine. Period, as of 11/9/21, Dr. Pulser deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period, interestingly, Dr. Rosen ascertained a more complete history of this petitioner's other accidents, notwithstanding his current claim that he was not injured in any motor vehicle accidents or in other traumatic or repetitive events. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be decreased range of motion about the cervical spine, period. He was neurologically intact. Period, left wrist extension was limited, consistent with his known surgery, period. Sperling's maneuver was negative, and provocative maneuvers in the upper extremities were also negative, period. His lumbar spine exam was benign. Period. Also insert a normal head, eyes, ears, and neurologic section. In paragraph, my opinions regarding permanency are the same as will be marked from my prior report. Period. And